我们一同先有点祷告。
Let us first have a word of prayer.
主，感谢你带领我们到了这末了的下午。
Lord, we thank you that you have guided us to this last afternoon together.
感谢你在过去的带领。
We thank thee for thy guidance.
我们仰望你在今天和余下的日子的继续的引导。
And we continue to look to thee for thy guidance today and the path ahead.
不单是叫我们耳朵听见你自己的意思。
Not only would our ears hear thy desire for us.
你也扶持我们的脚步是行走在你的心意里。
But that you would also guide us so that our footsteps would be walking according
to
thy desire.
下午我们在这里再次仰望你。
Lord, this afternoon we look to thee again.
主啊，你把你心里的话向我们再次解开。
Lord, would you reveal to us the words that are in thy heart?
也让我们更清楚地看见你在我们身上做工的手。
So that as we see more clearly thy working hand upon us.
你一切在我们身所做的都是要把我们带进你那荣耀的目的。
Which is to lead us into thy glorious eternal purpose.
为了这一个，我们求主给我们里面的眼睛是明亮。
For this, we do ask that you would illuminate our eyes within.
不叫我们只会看见外面的事物，可没有看见里面你自己的旨意的成全。
So that we would not only see what is external, but that we would see that your eternal purpose would be fulfilled.
但愿我们的主给我们众人都在你的面前如此的受吸引，直到与你面对面。
Lord, may we be captivated, all of us, in this way until we see thee face to face.
我们将仰望祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we look to thee and we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.感谢主，到了最末了一个下午。
We thank the Lord. This is our last afternoon together.
我们要看主借着十字架在我们身上所成全的那个终结是怎么一回事。
We want to see what is the consummation of the work of the Lord's cross upon us.
我们先看一点点的这经文。
Let us first take a look at a few passages.
请弟兄姊妹们看。启示录二十一章。
Brothers and sisters, will you turn with me to Revelation chapter 21?
我们从第一节一直看到第五节。
We'll start reading from verse 1.
不止，我还要多看一点。看到第六节。
We'll read from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 6.
弟兄姊妹们找到就请看听我们念。
When brothers and sisters have found it, please listen as we read.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭泣、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新了。又说你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。他又对我说，都成了。我是阿拉法，我是俄梅亚，我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. We thank God. That he has given us these afternoon times together to look at the lessons of the cross through daily life. Or in other words, through our daily living that we will learn the lessons of the cross. This particular time we're looking for the lessons of the cross from the angle of being a useful vessel in the Master's hand to learn the daily lessons of the cross. We thank God. Before God leads us in this way, He first has given us this qualifying condition. That is, God Himself has already restored a normal relationship we ought to have with Him. At the same time, He has granted Himself to be our life for us. Therefore, now we are qualified to receive these lessons of the cross. This is the result when our Lord said Himself when He was crucified on the cross, It is finished.
那今天我们读的经文，弟兄姊妹们，你又听见一次成了。
Again, in the passage we just read, you read these words, It is finished, it is done.
这一个成了是在宝座上传出来的。
And these words are said from He who sat on the throne.
这一个成了在我们中文圣经里边就翻出来说都成了。
In the Chinese translation, in the English as well, it's translated as, It is done.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我简单地说。
I simply say,
十字架是成就了神救赎的方法。
The cross has finished, completed the salvation way of God.
但是宝座上所传出来的都成了呢? 乃是神永远的旨意完成，做成功了。
But the fact now that it is spoken from He who sat on the throne, it is finished, it is done, is the fact that the eternal purpose of God now is finished.
然后你听到在宝座上发出这样的宣告的时候,
You're able to see that from the throne this proclamation is made.
我们必须要来看看,
We must take a good look.
究竟是什么情况出现了宝座上能做这样的宣告?
What conditions are meet before there is such a proclamation from the throne?
因为我们的父神在那里宣告都成了的时候，就是说没有一件事情圣上没有做好的。
Because when our Father God is there proclaiming from the throne, it is finished. That means there is not one thing left that is undone.
神永远的旨意。 到了那一个时候完全做好了。
At that moment, the eternal will, the eternal purpose of God is completely finished.
究竟什么事情出现让我们的神能做这样的宣告呢?
Then we must see what is it that appears before God is able to make such a proclamation.
我们从刚才所读的经文的上文，你看到有两个事实。
From the text we just read in the passage, we can see two facts.
其实这两个事实是一个事实的不同的面。
In fact, this two things that we're able to see are only two sides of the same fact.
头一个你看到新天新地出来了。First,
we're able to see a new heaven and new earth.
第二个事实是新妇也装饰整齐了。The
second fact we're able to see now, the bride has been fully adorned, made ready.
在这两个事情的上边，那个重点还是在新妇装饰整齐的这一个事实。
And this fact, we're able to see the focus, the emphasis is on the bride is made ready.
如果没有新妇装饰整齐的这一个事实完成，就不可能有新天新地的出现。Without
the fact that it is a bride that is prepared, adorned for her husband appearing, then the new heaven and new earth will not appear.
我们就要来注意了。
Then we must take note.
这个新妇装饰整齐是怎么一回事呢?
The fact now the bride is made ready, what is that about?
当然我们都知道, 这个是说到教会 在神的旨意里头的那个要求完全满足了。
Of course, we all know that speaking of the fact the eternal purpose of God upon the church now is completely fulfilled.
也可以说教会在生命上面完全的长成了。
In other words, now the church is at her full maturity.
但是你怎么能看见教会的长成呢？
How are we able then to see the maturity of the church?
我想弟兄姊妹们，你留意到当时那个心腹装饰整齐显出来的时候，神的话在那里是怎么说？
Brothers and sisters, let's take a look when the bride appears adorned for her husband. What does God say?
弟兄姊妹们，你留意那里有一句话。
Brothers and sisters, take note there has these words.
那说到那个新妇的时候
When it speaks of the bride,
是不是说到她就穿上光明洁白的细麻衣呢？
Does it tell us the fact that she now has put on her bright and fine linen?
那是在19章了。
That is in chapter 19.
那我们不再读那边的经文了。
We won't go into that passage.
我们就要特别留意这个新妇装饰整齐的表达在什么地方？
But we must see where is this fact that the bride is adorned for her husband ready, where is that expressed?
圣灵就用作她是穿上了光明洁白的细麻衣。
The Holy Spirit uses the description that she has her fine linen that is bright and holy.
那这个光明洁白的细麻衣是什么呢？
Now then, what is this bright and fine linen that she has on?
圣灵就给我们指出来了。
The Holy Spirit points out for us.
就是圣徒们所行的义。
Which is the righteousness of the saints.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里就说到了，这个新妇装饰整齐是和我们属神的人的那个生活是有直接的关联呢。
Then brothers and sisters, with that fact, we're able to realize the righteousness of the saints has a direct relationship with the daily living of the saints.
是圣徒们所行的义，所活出来的义，就成了那个心腹的光明洁白的细麻衣。
It is the righteousness of the saints which they live out, they walk out, that has become the fine, clean and bright linen.For the bride.
那是圣徒所行的义。
That is the righteousness of the saints.
弟兄姊妹在这里，我只是点一些经文给弟兄姊妹们注意。
I'll just point out some verses for brothers and sisters to take note.
因为今天时间很紧迫。
Because we're very pressed for time today.
必须就说很蜻蜓点水的和弟兄姊妹们来提出事情就是。
We must only point out facts for brothers and sisters.
当我们留意旧约，神把律法传给以色列人的时候。
When we take note of the fact when God gave the law to the Israelites in the Old Testament.
到了申命记的时候。
At Deuteronomy.
摩西就对百姓说了这么一句话。
Moses said these words to the people.
那是在生命记第六章最末了的那里。
That is at the end of Deuteronomy chapter 6.
弟兄姊妹不必找，你听我们，我提出来就是了。
Brothers and sisters, you do not need to turn to it. Just listen as I read.
那里怎么说呢？
What does it say there?
那里最末了那句话，那经文是这样说。
At the end of chapter 6 there it reads,
我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
If we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he has commanded us, it shall be our righteousness.
在传律法的时候，
When the law was given,
神就让摩西了解有条路你可以把人带到神的面前，让神称义的。
God has already shown Moses this way, that a path for man to come into the presence of God to be righteous.
那就是毫无保留地遵行神自己的话。
That is to obey and keep all the commandments of God, the word of God, without any reservation.
但是人能不能在这个路上走到神的目的里头去？
But is man able to use this way to enter into the purpose of God?
在旧约的日子，神并不是没有给神的百姓有路。
In the days of the Old Testament, it is not that God did not give his people a way.
很清楚神说，你这样做，你就得着了。
Very clearly, God says, if you do it, if you keep this way, you will gain it.
但是可怜得很。
But very sadly,
当我们读到以赛亚书的时候，
when we read the book of Isaiah,
我们就看到神说了一句话。
We're able to see that God says these words.
你们所有的义，
all your righteousness,
不过是破烂的衣服，
are but filthy rags.
糟糕。
That is trouble.
弟兄姊妹，那就是说，
Brothers and sisters,
神给以色列人有了一条路，但是以色列人却没有享用那一条路带给他们的那个果效。
God has given the Israelites a way, yet the Israelites did not enjoy the way which God has provided unto them.
他们还是破破烂烂的，在神的眼中。
Before the presence of God, they are still in filthy rags.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
实质在上的成了。
When it is finished on the cross,
神就给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
God has already opened up a new and living way for us.
就我们可以直接来到施恩宝座前。
That we're able to come boldly before the throne of grace.
神承认我们是义人。
And God acknowledged us that we are righteous.
不是说我们这个人好了。
It is not now we have become better.
乃是神用着他儿子来做我们的义。
But it is the fact that God uses His Son to be our righteousness.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
实实在上成了。的那个果效在我们身上成全了。
That is the fruit of it is finished on the cross now has been done upon us.
但是实质上那个果效在我们身上成全。
But the fact that the fruit of the finished work of the cross is done upon us
并不等于神永远的旨意成全。
Does not equal the fact now the eternal purpose of God is finished.
所以神是继续在我们身上做工。
Therefore God continues to work upon us.
一直做到有一天。
Until one day.
新妇装饰整齐了。
When the bride is adorned for her husband ready.
哦，宝座上就宣告说。
Then on the throne there's a proclamation.
都成了。
It is done.
真的是完全的做好了。
It is now completely finished.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们就要来注意了。
Then we must pay attention.
新妇的那个光明洁白的细麻衣就是把心腹的那个整个的性质来表达出来。
The fact of the fine linen of the bride, which is clean and white, manifests to us the very nature of the bride.
那心腹能表达出他这样的性质，是不是只是那一件衣裳呢？
Is it only based on the linen which the garment which the bride has on that expresses the nature of the bride?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们读到属灵的事情的时候
When we read into spiritual matters,
你看见外面所有的是根据里面的实际
We're able to see what we have externally is based on the fact what we have within
如果他们里面没有实际
If there's no reality within
外面的那个表达只是一个空的壳子
Then the manifestation without is only an empty shell.
没有实际的意义。
There is no meaning in reality.
但是现在心腹摆在神的眼前。
But now the bride is placed in the presence of God.
神承认他们是完全的披上那个义。
God acknowledges the fact now she is completely adorned in righteousness.
那这个义是什么？
Now what is this righteousness?
那个义乃是住在他里头的基督完全的发表在外边。
This righteousness is the fact that the righteousness which dwells within her, the righteousness of Christ now is completely manifested.
现在我们就来到我们十字架在生活里边的那一个作用了。
Now then we encounter the function of the lessons of the cross upon our daily living.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is our experience.
我们原来是从泥土里头出来。
We are but from clay.
我们在神面前所占的地位与神为敌的。
Our presence, our position before God is enemies of God.
但是现在神带领我们到一个地步。
But God now has brought us to this point.
神完全没有保留的在那里欣赏我们这些人。
Without any withholding, God now admires us as a group of people.
为什么神会有这样的欣赏呢？
Now why is it the fact that God admires us now?
因为这一个作为心腹的这一个人。
It is the fact now this bride.
当然这个是团体人。
Of course this is the corporate person.
那是神自己的教会。
That is the church of God.
里里外外都充满了基督。
Within and without, the church is filled with Christ.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那我们怎么能里里外外都充满基督呢？
Now then, how can we be filled with Christ within and without?
这就回到实质在我们生活里头的管理和约束。
This again returns to the fact of that we're governed, we're ruled by the cross.
拆毁并造就。
We're broken and we're built up.
弟兄姊妹们，你都听弟兄们提到。
Brothers and sisters, you have heard the sharing from our brethren.
神的心意是基督。
The heart, the desire of God is Christ.
而神工作的方法是让基督 带出十字架的果效。
The way in which God works is for Christ to bring forth the fruit, the finished work of the cross.
因此我们看到神借着基督在人中间做工。
Therefore, we're able to see that God works through a man.
然后基督就借着十字架在人身上做工。
And God works through Christ, and Christ works upon man through the cross.
那做出一个结果来。
And the result would be this.
我们人在神面前就满了基督。
Before the presence of God, man is filled with Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们都知道这个不是一天的事情。
But brothers and sisters, we realize this is not overnight.
是我们一生里头、生活里边的学习和操练。
These are lessons and exercises we have throughout our life.
神儿女们常常有一个错觉或者是误解。
And many times the children of God may have this misunderstanding.
他们以为我听了一些十字架的道，我就已经有了十字架的经历。
Perhaps we misunderstand by hearing some of the doctrine of the cross. Now we have obtained that for ourselves.
可是听了十字架的道，他就从弟兄姊妹的身上去寻找十字架的工作。
We have heard the doctrine of the cross and we seek upon the brethren the work of the cross upon others.
却忘记了那个十字架是我自己的。
Yet we forget the cross is for us ourselves.
是我们天天在那里背上去的。
It is for us to pick up our cross daily.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we praise and thank the Lord.
总有一些神的儿女。
There are some children of God.
他们体会到神这个心意。
We understand, they understand
the heart of God. 他们就按照主的管理和带领。
According to the government and guidance of God,
他们接受十字架的工作。
We accept the dealing of the lessons of the cross.
慢慢慢慢的就减少了他们自己的成分。
And gradually then ourselves we decrease.
慢慢慢慢就增加基督的成分。
Gradually then the portion of Christ will increase.
到了有一天。
Until one day.
哦，这一个基督的荣耀和丰满在他们的身上。就越过越多的显明。
Then the glory and the riches of Christ more and more daily will be revealed upon those individuals.
那弟兄姊妹，你说那有一些时候
，But brothers and sisters, then you might question.
有些神的儿女们，他们就不肯接受十字架的对付。
Some children of the Lord, they just not willing to accept the dealing of the cross.
他们很喜欢听十字架的道理。
Well, we love to hear the doctrine of the cross.
但是就不肯接受十字架的对付。
Yet we're not willing to be dealt with by the cross.
那到了那一天，心腹的光明洁白的细麻衣，他有没有份？
Then on that day when the bride is appears in her fine linen.Clean and white.
那个里外满了基督的那一个心腹，他有没有份？
When the bride is filled with Christ, within and without, do those saints have a portion?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我轻轻提一下就好。
I'll just slightly mention this.
当教会成为心腹那样的样式摆在主的面前的时候
，when the bride appears before the Lord in that way, in that condition。
那首先要经过基督台前的审判的。
We have already first gone through the judgment seat before Christ.
那我们就可以这样说。
Then we can say it this way.
我们还活在地上的时候，如果不接受十字架的功课。
If while we're living today, we do not accept the dealing, the work of the cross upon us.
把我们自己的成分除掉，或者说减低。
Or we can say that we have lost out on our portion, or our portion will decrease.
等到审判的时候，我们的主还是要把那些与主不相配的事物拿掉。
Until judgment before the Lord, He will still remove those things that are not worthy of Him.
所以我们还是在心腹里。
We are still in the bride.
但是心腹的那个光明洁白的细麻衣。我就不敢说我们有多少分量在那里。
But as part of the fine linen, the clean and white linen of the bride, I dare not say how much portion we have in it.
那因此我们的主是不住地提醒我们要天天背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
Therefore, our Lord reminds us that we have to daily pick up our cross to follow him.
弟兄姐妹，你说这样我们天天背起自己的十字架，那不是很苦吗？
Perhaps, brothers and sisters, you might ask, if we are to pick up our cross daily to follow after the Lord, it might be quite difficult.
这一点弟兄们都交通过了。
Brothers and sisters have shared about
this. 我们不能单单看见十字架有受苦的那一面。
We cannot only see the side of the suffering of the cross.
我们也必须看见十字架的复活的那一面。
We must also see the other side of the cross, which is resurrection.
好，现在到了宝座上，可以宣告都成了。
Now there's this proclamation on the throne, it is done.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到一个什么结果来呢？
What is the result that we see?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到启示录的二十一章的末了。
We can see at the end of Revelation chapter 21.
你看到一个事实。
We can see this fact.
那里叫我们留意到。
There it shows us.
新妇就是新耶路撒冷。
That the bride is the New Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷就是在荣耀里的教会。
The New Jerusalem is the church in glory.
当你领会到这个事实的时候
When we're able to understand this fact,
头一件事情我们要抓牢的
The first thing we have to grab onto
这个荣耀的教会
This glorious church
这个新妇
This bride
乃是神儿女们历世历代接受十字架的功课所结成的那一个实际
It's the reality of the saints throughout the ages and their acceptance of the work of the cross upon them.
那当然，你说在这样的一个经过的里面，也许有很多血泪哦。
Of course, you might say in the process of this, there might be much blood and tears.
我不敢说没有。
I cannot say there wasn't.
但是这些神的儿女们所流的血，所流的泪。
But all these blood and tears that were shed by the children of God,
所有的叹息,
all their sighing,
到了那一刻的时候,
at that instant,
你看见,
you can see,
都过去了,
they are passed away.
如果只是仅仅过去的话, 那也没有什么了不起。
If those experiences are just passed away, barely passed away, it's nothing great about that.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神让我们不看见的，不单是这个十字架经历所带来的那一种感觉上、感情上的那一种，你说它是创痕也好吧，都停止了。
We thank God that all the experience of the cross, whatever way we say it, from our feelings, from our emotions, that they are scars.
但是另一方面呢?
But on the other hand,
你看到一件事情,
we're able to see this.
这个荣耀的教会,
this glorious church,
已经和神和基督完全的连接在一起了。
Now has a complete union with Christ, with God.
亚当没有吃生命树的那一个结果也就完全成全在那一个时候荣耀的教会的身上
Even though the fact that Adam did not partake of the tree of life that fact now is completely accomplished upon the glorious church
去年我也跟弟兄姊妹在末了的时候提过这段话
Now, Last year I also mentioned this passage with brothers and sisters
等到那一个时候
At that time
你看见所有的荣耀称颂感谢赞美都应当是归给神和羔羊。
You can see all the glory, honor, praises, and thanksgiving will be given to God.
因为是他们把整个神的旨意来带到完成。
Because it is they who have brought into the finished work of the complete will of God.
但是稀奇的。
But what is amazing?
你读启示录到末了的时候。
When we read Revelation to the end.
列国不把这个归给神和羔羊。
All the nations do not give this to God and the Lamb.
却是把这个荣耀称颂感谢都归给这一个新耶路撒冷。
But it is all the glory, honor, and praises given to this new Jerusalem.
我读给弟兄姊妹们听哈。
I'll read it for brothers and sisters.
因为有些弟兄姊妹不一定是去年也在这个聚会里。
Because perhaps some brothers and sisters did not attend last year's conference.
弟兄姊妹，你听我念念。
Brothers and sisters, listen as I read.
那是二十四节那里。
That's in verse 24.
列国要在城的光里行走，地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。城门口白昼总不关闭，在那里原没有黑夜。人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那城。
Revelation 21:24, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the saints, the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no light there.
如果我们不领会神的心思的
and they shall bring the glory and honor of
the nations into it. 我们总会觉得神为什么用十字架来要求我们。
If we do not understand the heart desire of God, we would question God, why is he dealing with us by the cross? But brothers and sisters, when you see this result, then we will know why God deals with us through the cross. He has used the cross to open this new and living way back to the Father for us. He also guides us by the way of the cross to enter into the riches and glory of God the Father. Until a point where there's no separation at all between the church and God and Christ.
在那一个时候，教会就是完完全全是神的发表。
At that time, the church is a complete manifestation of God Himself.
这是神造人的目的。
This is the purpose of God's creation.
弟兄姊妹，你记得人是照着他的形象被造的。
Brothers and sisters, we remember that man was created according to His image.
人是接受他的委托来显明他的权柄的。
Man has accepted the entrustment of God, the commitment of God to manifest His glory and authority.
在整个历史的里头，神暗暗所做的工，就是为了这个目的。
All the work of God, even hiddenly throughout all the history and ages, is for this purpose.
现在神可以在宝座上宣告说，都成了。
Now God is able to proclaim that from His throne, it is done.
怎么成的呢？
How is it done?
十字架的工作。
It is the work of the cross.
在人的身上完成了神所要做。
Which is done upon man to complete all the work of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们一般交通到十字架的功课的时候，
Brothers and sisters, many times when we share on the lessons of the cross,
我们总会留下一个被十字架总是痛苦的事。
And many a times we have this feeling that it is painful to bear the cross.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他让我们看见。
He allows for us to see.
十字架的经历也许会有点不太愉快。
Perhaps the experience of the cross may not be at all that pleasant.
但是十字架的结果确实把我们领进神无限的完整的荣耀和丰富里。
But surely the result of the cross will bring us absolutely into the limitless riches and glory of God. Therefore, those who truly know the cross,
他们能写出诗歌说，我爱慕十字架的路。
Therefore, those who know the cross are able to write out such hymns as I love the way of the cross.
他们不再逃避十字架的路。
No longer would those individuals escape the way of the cross.
他们乐意按照十字架的路的引领来找到神那永远的旨意的成全。
They are willing to walk according to the guidance of the way of the cross into the eternal will of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然我们时间的关系，我只能和弟兄姊妹们这样蜻蜓点水的把几个点点出来。
If because of the sake of time, I can only lightly point out these points with brothers and sisters.
但愿我们的主借着他的灵在我们里面做更完整的光照、引导和带领。
May the Lord Himself, through the working of the Holy Spirit, enlighten us even more.
接下去我们要请梁淑雅姊妹来做一个她在生活工作上面的一些经历的见证。
Now we'll ask Sister Wong to share some of her experiences of the lessons of the cross in her daily living.
然后末了我们柏胜祥弟兄来为我们总结一下整个十字架在生活里边的学习。
At the end, our brother Bohr will conclude for us with a summary of the daily lessons of the cross.
保罗说过一句话。
Paul has said these words.
他说：“我定义不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督， 并他钉十字架。
He shared that I am determined to know nothing amongst you except Christ and Him crucified.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Christ Jesus and Him crucified.
这两样是分不开的。
These two things cannot be separated.
当然，我们都是蒙恩得救的神的儿女了。
Of course, we are all children of God, saved by grace.
我们知道。耶稣基督为我们钉十字架，成就救赎了。
We know the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified for us to finish salvation for us.
但是好多时候我们就忘记了，原来神啊、原来主在十字架上成就的那个果效，依旧就让我们取用来好好的来跟随他。
But many times we neglect the fact that the finished work of the Lord on the cross is for us to continually appropriate to enjoy from Him.
我们要跟随主，依着我们的经历就是依着就是享用神主在十字架上所成就的一切的果效。
If we're to follow the Lord, we have to continually appropriate and enjoy all the finished work of the Lord on the cross.
救我们脱离我们的旧造了。
He has delivered us from our old creation.
这一点我们都清楚。
We are very clear on this point.
每天我们就是这样经历。
This is our experience daily.
所以怪不得他说，若有人跟随我，就当舍己，天天背起十字架来跟随我。
That's why the Lord Himself, if any man will come after me, he must deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me.
舍己就是否定自己。
To deny ourselves is to give up ourselves.
天天就是不断了。
Daily means it is continual, it is unceasing.
背起十字架就是这个我们取用十字架的主为我们成就的一切。
To pick up the cross means we should appropriate and enjoy all the finished work of the Lord on the cross for us.
所以我要在这里数算神的恩典。
Here I want to recount the blessing of God.
也数算他怎么样让我在跟随他的路上。让十字架在我身上有一点的工作。
As I count the blessings of God, I also like to share some of the dealings of the Lord upon me through the lessons of the cross.
大学毕业以后，我就回到我以前念书的学校教英文。
After I finished with college, I returned to the school I graduated from to teach English.
我很喜欢教书。
I really love to teach.
我跟那些学生都那个感情很好。
I have a good relationship with my students.
教了五年半以后嘛，学校就说要我做那个教务主任。
After five and a half years of teaching, the school asked me to be the dean of studies.
所以我虽然没有教英文，但是我那个一个学校是一个教会的学校。一个公会办的，他们也有一科那个圣经科。
Even though I no longer teach English, but this was a Christian school, and there was a subject which was a Bible study.
所以那个时候，我一方面教书，一方面做教务的工作，也一方面帮助。学校里边那个基督徒团契的活动。
Therefore, at that time, I was on the one hand teaching, on the other hand taking of the affairs of a dean, and I was also helping with the activities of the Christians on campus.
做得很开心。
I was very happy about that.
做了六年半以后嘛，那个老校长要退休。
After six and a half years of that work, the elderly principal, was about to be retired.
他就跟我讲，他说，校董会希望你可以接我这个校长的职务。
The principal shared with me that the board had a meeting and that hopefully I can take over his place when he retires.
我觉得这个机会很好。
I thought this is a great opportunity.
因为我跟那个学校已经有建立了那个深厚的感情。
Because by now I already established a very deep relationship with the school.
也有很好的机会带 就是青年人他们啊信主以后怎么样追求啊在哪里啊做的蛮有一种成就感。
I have an opportunity now to lead the students as Christians, not only and their testimony, and I would have a great sense of success.
所以我就跟校长那位啊老校长就说。好啊，我愿意担起这个责任。
So I agree to the request of the elderly principal about to retire. I'm willing to take on this challenge.
但是想不到，就在那个学期放假以前六月中的时候。
But unbeknownst to me, before the semester was over in mid-June,
校董会就有一封信给我。
There was a letter to me from the board.
很简单的就说就是一张纸。
It was very simple, just a one letter.
他说我们校董会开会有一个决定，觉得在我们这个学校担任行政的工作的他们必须是参加我们节礼聚会的本会的会友。
The letter stated the fact that for those who are participating in administration positions, duties of the school, they must be worshiping in the same fellowship and a member of this, have membership with this church.
我刚才没有讲，我在中学，在那个学校念中初中的时候，信主受浸，加入教会。
I forgot to share the fact that it was during my high school years that it was at this school that I came to know the Lord. I was baptized and I entered into the membership of this church.
所以我在那里就有一个会籍。
Therefore, I have this membership there.
但是那个会籍还在，我是在广州念完中学的。我教书的时候是那个学校已经搬到香港。
I studied in Guangdong and I graduated, but at the time I was teaching, that school has already moved to Hong Kong.
他说，所以我们请你将你的会籍从广州那边移过来我们本地，然后嘛，我们也请你每一个主日你要回来聚会。
Therefore, the request was now I have to transfer my membership, which I had started in Canton to transfer to Hong Kong, and I have to begin worshiping there as well each Sunday.
我那个时候嘛，虽然我主日是在另外一个没有宗派背景的一个地方聚会。
During that time, I was worshiping on Sundays at a location where there was no denomination.
但是我在这个学校教圣经，也帮忙他们团契的工作，而且周末礼拜六我也参加他们的教会的青年聚会。
I taught at this school. I participated in the fellowship activities. Even on Sundays, I attended the young people's fellowship.
所以如果他认为我的信仰有问题，他们应该老早就跟我提出来。
Therefore, if they had an issue with my belief, they ought to have brought that up long ago.
但是就在这个时候，在提出这个要求，我里面就没办法可以接受。
But it was at this moment now they bring up this particular issue, which was something unacceptable to me.
根本跟我认为主对教会的心意根本就是。没有这一套，没有宗派这个分别。
It is against my understanding of the Lord's desire for His church about the fact that there should be no denomination.
我就很觉得这个要求太过分了，也不合真理。
I thought this was request was too much, and it was not according to the truth.
所以我跟校长就讲了，我说这个我不能答应。
So then I said to the principal, I cannot agree to this request.
那个时候有一些跟我熟的同事，他们知道这件事，就来劝我。
At that time, some of my fellow co-workers, they knew about this issue and they came to encourage me.
他们就说，哎呀，这个很小的问题了， 你不用 这样那个顽固了。
They share it. Oh, come on, this is a very small minor issue. Do not be so stubborn about it.
你应该牺牲你的小我，成全大我了。
You should just sacrifice little you and look at the big picture.
我们都舍不得你走了。
We don't want you to leave.
学生也很喜欢你，你也在这里教了那么多年书了。
All the students love you, and you have taught here for so many years.
那个时候我心里很难过。
At that time, it was very hard, very painful for me.
当你觉得人家欢迎你，你现在又不受不领情，就是觉得自己这好像对不起他们那样。
It's very difficult because you're so welcome there and everyone adores you, and yet you're not responding to their affection for you, and so it's very difficult that you have wronged them.
而且我如果留在那里继续教上做那个事情也蛮好的。
Now actually, if I continue to work there, it's actually a very good situation.
那个时候我想我还不到三十岁。
Actually, I was not yet 30 at that time.
我觉得在这个学校做一番大事业也蛮不错了。
It's actually a very great opportunity for me to have such an achievement there at this school.
我的同事也是这样劝我了，你看你这样这么好的事业，有这样的前途，你为什么不再考虑考虑了？
That's also what my coworker said. This is a great opportunity. You have such a bright future. Why don't you think about it some more?
跟我一块儿教英文的有一个同事，跟我平常很谈得来的，他丈夫刚刚是那个校董会的主席。
There was also a fellow employee who also taught English, and we get along very well, and we often share about a lot of things. She also had a husband who was on the board.
他们两夫妇就请我到他家里，就苦口婆心地劝我了。
Both of them invited me to their house, and very diligently they were trying to encourage me and change my mind.
那个时候我里面的挣扎真是很厉害。
There was a very great struggle, conflict for me within.
感谢主，那个时候我已经结婚了，王子松就在旁边就鼓励我了。
At that time, I was already married, and my husband, Brother Wong, was beside me, encouraging me.
他当然叫我看见这件事情，你明明知道不合神的心意，你就不能看人的感情那方面呢。
He shared that if you clearly see this is not according to the heart's desire of God, you cannot be mindful of man's emotions and feelings.
什么前途了，什么事业了，那个是人的看法。
Whatever career it is, whatever future it is, that's only in man's perspective.
不管怎么好，如果不讨神的喜悦，你爱这个干什么？
If it is, no matter how bright that future is, if it does not please God, why are you focused so much on it?
那个时候自己里面虽然还有挣扎，但是知道应该是这样做了。
Even though I was struggling greatly within, I knew what I ought to do.
顺从神，不顺从人是应该的。
We should obey God rather than man.
所以我就跟校长说，我真的不可以接受这个建议，而且我就也书面的讲明我的立场，我也将那个教务主任的职务就提去了。
Therefore, I told the principal my stand, and so I cannot agree to the request. I also wrote a letter to them stating my stand as well, and I also resigned from my position as dean of studies.
那个时候就放暑假了，但是还有一些工作我要交代了什么了，我也没有心情去找什么其他的工作。
At that time, of course, it was nearing the break, the end of the year, the semester, and I just had to wrap up some of my work. At that time, I did not have any more feeling or any desire to look for work at that time.
那个时候王迪松刚刚出来侍奉全世界侍奉主。
During that time, Brother Wong also started to serve the Lord on a full-time basis.
我们都是学习用 p 凭信心供仰望主的供应。
At that time, we were learning the lesson of faith to look to the Lord by faith.
啊，没有固定的收入的时候，那个家怎么样维持了？
Now, without a set salary, then how are we to sustain our livelihood for the family?
反而就是那个学校一个另外一个同事，他就看不过去。
And there was this fellow employee of the school that could not take this.
他看我，下个学期你也没有工作了，你怎么办呢？刚刚他有人托他要找一个教英文的老师。
She saw the fact that now the you're without work and what is your plan? What are you to do? But she also had someone who was looking for an English teacher.
所以我结果就去另外一个规模小很多的一个中学教英文。
Therefore, I went to a smaller high school in size to teach English there.
那个学校就离开我住的地方蛮远的。
That school is actually quite far from where I live.
所以我去上课的时候，我就要转那个公车。
When I went to work, I needed to make a few bus changes.
而且呢，他在的那个地方是附近都是那个平民，那个时候他们叫做安置那个难民的那个安置区。
At that time where I worked, actually the location was very close to where they had the refugee camps.
那个学校环境不大好的。
The conditions of the school was not all that great.
我就在哪里很安心的就教书了。
I taught very restfully there.
又从头来过了。
I began all over.
但是刚刚那个时候嘛，就那些学生他们也很愿意，有这时候下课以后我跟他们传福音。
At that time after school, many of the students were very open to the fact that I preached the gospel to them after school was over.
所以主又让我在哪里有机会继续的为他做一点事。
Therefore, the Lord still allowed for me to have the opportunity to do some work for him there.
其中有一个现在这个姊妹还在纽约那边住，她是我那个时候的学生。
Right now there's a sister who lives in New York, and actually she was one of my students during that time.
但是那个时候刚刚香港成立那个香港中文大学。
At that time, Hong Kong instituted the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
他们招聘那个。神经的人员
they were hiring.
所以我就试试看写信去申请了。我看我自己做了好多年的教务 的工作，我想我应该那个资格也可以符合了。
I sent in a letter of interest, my resume. Since I've worked in this field of education for so many years, I should qualify.
主就让我考进去了。
The Lord allowed for me to be able to make it in.
就安排在那个人事组做那个行政助理。
I was, my post there was to be an administrative assistant in the personnel office.
最初的时候要试用三年。
I had to be on probation for 3 years.
最初的时候因为那个香港中文大学有一点像伦敦大学一样是一个神经的机构，教学了研究了就在下面那个学院去做的，所以那个总部的那个中心的那个人员呢不是人很多的。
At that time, the Chinese University of Hong Kong was very much like a London university where on campus they had much of the school and the research, but the headquarters did not have too much personnel.
那个规模很小。
The structure, the scale was very small.
我既然在人事组做嘛，所以那个时候就上面有一个人事部的主任，下面就是我一个人了。
Because of such a small structure and scale of this school, I was in the personnel department office, and above me there was a manager and just me, just the two of us.
所以开始的时候就我什么事情都好像一般的文员一样。
Actually, my job duties were just like an office aide.
尤其是因为他做一些那些工作都是保密的 confidential.
All the work that I did was very confidential.
所以不能给一般的那个文员去打字啦，预备啦。
They cannot allow for the office assistant to do all my work, to type up the memo and do all that confidential work.
我虽然做了十二年的事在学校做，但是我没有太多的机会练习打字。
Even though I have worked in the teaching in the school for 12 years, I have not had the opportunity to type too much.
所以那个时候我记得，好多时候要准备他们开会要用的那些资料呢，我就要负责打出来了。
I still remember many times they needed me to prepare the material they needed for the meetings, and I had to type it all up.
好多时候打错字。
There are so many times I typed the wrong things.
错越多就越紧张。
And the more errors there were, the more anxious I got.
越紧张嘛，又错得多。
And the more anxious I got, the more mistakes I made.
我记得好多时候人家都下班了，我还在那里打要。要预备好所有的文件，隔天他们就开会要用了。
I still remember that many of my coworkers left for the day. I still was there typing away. I had to prepare all the documents they needed for the meeting the next day.
那个时候我就才知道，以前我不用做这一类的工作，那个时候多舒服。
Then I realized that I did not have to do any of this type of work in the past 12 years. How comfortable that was.
后来过了几年了，那个规模比较扩大了。
Now after a few years, then the school began to grow.
有请人帮我，有一个秘书。
There was someone to help me. They had hired a secretary.
所以我不用再打字。
So no longer did I have to do all the typing.
但是那个时候嘛，我就要负责起那个稿子啦。开会的时候要准备一切的文件啦，而且开会以后那个会议的记录我要做出来。
Then instead, my function went to that I have to prepare all the draft, all the memos, and get everything ready for the meetings, and also have to take notes the minutes for the meetings.
我做事那么多年，我都没有学过做那个会议记录，我都不会写。
After working for so many years, I never took a course or have any experience of taking minutes during a meeting.
我有一个姊妹，一个朋友，一个美国的姊妹，她就叫我这样写了。
I had a friend, an American sister, who taught me this is how you take the minutes, the notes during the meeting.
好了，我就写出来，但是一拿出去我的上司说，不行，这个我们的格式不是这样的。
When I showed it to my manager, he said, no, this cannot, it's not acceptable. This is not the way it is.
你知道香港那个时候吗？他们是英国的传统的那一套了。
Now, you realize during that time, in Hong Kong, it was still very tradition, by a British tradition.
所以我要再从头来学了。
So I had to learn it all over again.
写英文嘛，以前教书我也不用写那么多文章啊。
Even when I was teaching English before, I did not need to write so much English.
那个时候我就觉得英文不够用了。
At that time, I felt my English was not sufficient.
好多时候我起的稿子给上司一看，他就批改了不少。
Yeah, many times when I give the draft to my manager, he made many, many corrections on it.
我觉得真的很委屈。
I felt very grieved.
我已经很尽力地写了，我认为都可以过得去了。他说不行。
I spent much working on it very diligently. I thought this should do it, but yet he said no.
他可能看见我真是可怜巴巴的。
Perhaps he had much pity on me.
他就说嘛，我告诉你，他这个人本人是念物理的，很聪明，很有才干。他说我以前去美国念书的时候，因为英文底子不好。人家常常取笑我。
My superior, he studied in physics, and he shared with me that before when his English was poor, and he studied in the U.S., and others were mocking him.
他就说他我就下定决心，我一定学好英文。
So he shared with me that I was determined to learn my English well.
没有人帮他，他就把那个字典呢。从头到尾，他就说我就是这样学英文的。
He said that no one helped him. How he learned English was by flipping through the dictionary from A to Z.
他这个人中文也好，因为他爸爸是一个中文教师。
This particular person was very versed in Chinese as well because his father was a Chinese teacher.
他后来那个时候他英文也写得很好的。
Yeah, at that time, he was very well studied in English as well.
我听他讲了，心里边好过一点了。
When I heard him say this, I was comforted within.
觉得还有一点希望了。
I thought, oh, there's still hope.
那一段时间，我就一面做，就一面自己用功，在。做让自己做得比较好一点。
At that time, I was part-time working and part-time learning, so I can do even better.
好了，在中文大学，我就做了差不多二十年的服务，在哪里服务二十年
？I worked there at the Chinese University of Hong Kong for about 20 years.
最后的六年，我就已经做了人事组的主任。
At the last The 2.5 years, I was the manager of the personnel office.
神就让我当初是这样又这样逼到就好像做文员，现在又是好像是高升了。
It seems like my experience with God was that He lowered me to like duties of an office assistant. Now I have uplifted again.
但是那个时候嘛，我就觉得。我应该离开来美国。
But during that time, I felt it's time for me to leave and come to the U.S.
因为那个时候王继松已经先来美国了。
Because during that time, Brother Wong had already first moved to the U.S.
我留在香港主要就是为那两个女儿，让她们多念一点中文。
The fact that I remained in Hong Kong was for the sake of my two daughters so that they can study a bit more in Chinese.
但是我就觉得这样分开不好了。
But I felt it's not good to have such a separation.
所以我结果辞职离开。
As a result, I resigned my post and left.
我记得我的上司给我的一封信，他说我虽然老早知道你早晚都会移民去美国，但是你这样辞职我也差不多不能接受。
My manager, I still remember the letter my manager wrote to me when I resigned. He said that I knew that sooner or later you will leave, but the way in which you resign like this, is I cannot accept it.
但是我知道你一定要去了，他就写了几句，当然是谢谢我怎么样帮忙他了，那样的一封信。
I knew that sooner or later you'll go to the U.S., and so he just gave me some compliments and thanked me for helping him through these years.
好了，来到美国，在这里，我在香港的那些积累在这里不合用。
Now, once I arrived in the U.S., all my experience, all my credentials in Hong Kong is useless here.
如果要教书的话，我还要念一共七科，在大学要再补修七科的课程。
If I wanted to teach here again, I needed to take 7 courses to make up for the credentials.
我想想，我还有花了那么多时间，不上算了。
Now, I thought to myself, I still have to spend so much time, it's not worth it.
刚刚有一个教育的一个机构也请一个研究助理。
At that time, there was an education organization that was looking for a bilingual aid.
No, research assistant.
A research assistant.
我就在那里做了一年。
I worked there for 1 year.
蛮有意思的是帮忙那些外国学生的家长。
It was very meaningful. I was helping the parents of the foreign students.
但是那个工作时间，因为是在东湾那边上班，我回到家里每天就差不多过七点钟了。
But at that time, it was working in the East Bay, so every night when I got home, it would be past 7 o'clock.
晚上有聚会，我就回到家里，王继松就要煮好饭，我就很快吃一点，我就要去聚会。
Yeah. At night when I got home, Brother Wong would do the cooking, and I would eat very quickly, and we're off to the meeting.
我就觉得这个不好。
I felt this was not good.
刚刚那个时候，我两个女儿在这里念的那个中学，他们要找一个双语教育的助教。
At that time, my two daughters were in high school here, and their school was looking for a bilingual aid.
他们已经有一个是西班牙文的，一个菲律宾文的，要找一个讲中文的。
They already had a bilingual aide in Spanish and in Filipino aide, but they needed one who was bilingual in Chinese.
但是那个这位只是部分时间只有上午一个礼拜五个上午。
It was only part-time work and five mornings in the week.
而且那个待遇就很不好了。
And the benefits were not very good.
但是我觉得很合我的需要。
But I felt it was something I was looking for.
晚上聚会不受影响。
It would not have any effect on me going to the meetings at night.
我就在那里开始做事。
That's where I started to work.
感谢主啊，我在那里做得很开心。
I thank the Lord. My work there was very pleasant.
虽然也好多都是好像文员一般的工作。
Again, it seems like much of the work is office assistant work.
但是主给我一个很好的机会，在哪里向一些从台湾、从大陆、从香港来的中国学生，向他们传福音。
But the Lord provided a great opportunity for me to preach the gospel there to students from Taiwan, China, and Hong Kong.
那个时候也是教会有一个弟兄跟我配搭，我们一块儿做。
At that time, my brother from the church was working together with me.
感谢主，那我在那里做了十四年。
I thank the Lord. I worked there for 14 years.
主给我有机会在那里为他传福音，结果有十多个弟兄姐妹十多个学生信了主。
I thank the Lord for giving me the chance to work there so that there was...
我知道他为什么这样感动，他的姊妹就是其中的一个学生。
I worked there and about a dozen or so brothers and sisters were saved during that time.
来这里聚会这一次的也有，如果我没有算错的话，有五位是那个时候的学生。
If I recount correctly, there's about five students during that time that come to this conference.
神让我在那十多年那个时候没有白费。
The Lord did not allow for me to spend those that decade there in vain.
反而我看见在那个时候，神让我看见他的同在与是。叫我能够这样的享用他的丰富。
God allowed for me to see that I was able to enjoy so richly of His presence.
时间差不多，我就总结一下我的经历，让我学到的主要的两点。
My time is about up. I just want to summarize a bit of my experience on two points.
第一点就是。我学会在感情上接受十字架的对付。
First point is that I learned to accept the dealing of the cross through my emotions on my feelings.
主说过，人若爱自己的父母、儿女等等。
The Lord has shared
胜过爱他的，不配做他的门徒。
The Lord has shared that if we loved our mother, our father, our children.Our brethren more than him, we are not worthy to be his disciple.
在路加福音说，不能做我的门徒。
In the gospel according to Luke, it shares that we cannot be his disciple.
不配也不能。
We're not worthy and we cannot.
这些话何等的沉重。
These words are very heavy.
主就让我经历来一段的实践的那个。时候学了一点功课。
The Lord allowed for me to learn some lessons during that time about this.
另外第二方面就是在感觉上，刚才是感情上，这感觉上也受了不小的对付。
That was on my emotions. Now on my feelings, I was dealt with in that way as well.
雅各书乃是说，卑微的弟兄升高。就当喜乐， 富足的降卑也该如此。
It shares with us in James there that we should rejoice when the lowly is exalted, but when the rich is poor, we should be likewise.
也该如此，这是说也该喜乐。
When it says we should be likewise, meaning that we should rejoice as well.
降卑也要喜乐。
When we are humbled, we need to rejoice.
啊，神就叫我在这一方面有一些学习。
And so I have some lessons to that I've learned in this regard.
我就觉得，当你将主放在第一位，你愿意听从他，啊，只看他所要的，不看人的说法，他们怎么样？你能够如此的话，神会让你经过这一切，反而让你享用他的一切的丰富。
I know that if we obey God and accept His guidance for us, then He will bring us through whatever it is that, regardless of what man says or what their views are, that we're able to come through and enjoy His fullness.
他不是甘心人啊白白的吃苦。
God is not willing for us to suffer in vain.
我经过这一些，我愿意真的好像保罗说的。能够到一个地步知道认识到我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
After such experiences, I would want to say, as Paul have proclaimed, that I am crucified with Christ. It is not, nevertheless I live, yet it is not I who live, but Christ who liveth in me.
我也愿意好像使徒约翰那样说，讲到主耶稣他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
May I be that I also can say what John the Baptist said regarding the Lord Jesus, He must increase and I must decrease.
我只愿意自己能够学会这一切的功课，自己更多的减少，让主更多的增加在我的里面。
May I learn these lessons well so that I may decrease and the more of the Lord within me would increase.
愿神得着一切的荣耀跟敬奉。
And may God gain all the glory and praises.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
请我们读几处的经文。
Let us turn to a couple of Bible passages.
约翰福音一章三十五节。
Gospel according to John chapter 1, verse 35.
三十六节。
And verse 36.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
路加福音第九章二十五节。
Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verse 25.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 9 verse 23, and he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
哥林多前书第四章十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15.
第一句话。
The first half.
你们学基督的。在英文里面可能
in the English translation it is instructors in Christ,
或者我们把整节读一下。
Perhaps we can read through the whole verse.
你们学基督的，师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。
For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, you haveYet have ye not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel when we learn of Christ.
腓立比书第四章十一节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 11.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content.
另外一个翻译保罗可以这样说，他说对我而言我已经在所处的每一个环境中学会了。
In another translation, Paul is saying to us that in whatever condition he have learned to be content, he have learned.
哥林多前书十一章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ.
或者这样说，你们该学我，像我学基督一样。
Or you can learn of me, or you can imitate of me, even as I learn and imitate Christ.
王弟兄要我在这一堂最后呢做一个总结。
Brother Wang asked me to have a conclusion, a summary, and during this last afternoon.
我个人觉得我在主面前的学习非常的迟缓，生命也非常的浅薄。
I feel myself, my personal lessons are very slow and also is quite shallow.
但是我们年长弟兄呢，一再的要求要把这个机会给我。
But our elderly brother has continued to ask me and to offer me this opportunity.
所以我想呢，我就照着我所达到的地步和弟兄姊妹有一点点的分享。
So I thought I would share with brothers and sisters as to the measure that I'm walking.
我们下午这一个这一组呢是讲到在生活中学十字架的功课。
This workshop in the afternoon for us is our daily lessons of the cross through our work.
我们知道十字架乃是主耶稣在地上工作的顶点，也是他离开世界结束的那个工作。
We know that the work of the cross is the apex of the Lord's work, is also the end result of his work on earth.
但是主耶稣他的十字架的意念呢，并不是在他钉十字架的时候才显明出来。
Yet the thought of the cross is not only manifested to us when the Lord himself was crucified.
主在地上生活了33年多一点的时间。
Our Lord lived on earth for a little bit over 33 years.
他这33年多的时间，他的生活就是一个十字架的生活。
And in his daily living over 33 years, it is the life of the cross.
当他到施浸约翰那里去受浸的时候，
even as he was to be baptized by John the Baptist.
第二天当他再次的行走经过施洗约翰，
on the next day as he walked by passing by John the Baptist.
施洗约翰看见了就说，看啊，这是神的羔羊。
John the Baptist proclaimed and said, Behold the Lamb of God.
这说出在我们主耶稣的里面呢，他有那羔羊的性质。
It speaks of the fact that within the Lord himself, he has this nature of a lamb.
这羔羊乃是基督十字架的一个记号。
And the lamb is a sign, a mark of the cross upon the Lord.
今天我们看见在世界上的人呢，他们行走喜欢像狮子一样。
Today, when we see others of this world as they walk, they like to have the image of a lion.
有的有钱人呢，他们讲他们的鼻子是朝天的。
Now, many times when the rich, we can say their nose is pointed upward.
这说出它里面的意念就是一个世界的意念。
This really tells us of the thought, the image of, that they have is the image of this world.
我们主耶稣在地上，他的行事为人都显出他是羔羊。
Our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, and as he lived, as he walked, he has the image of a lamb.
他在地上从降生一直到他离开世界，他的生活就是十字架的生活。
Even when he was born and as he walked and when he left the world, it is the life of a cross.
我们感谢主，他为我们做了好的榜样。
We thank the Lord because himself he gave us a good example.
他成为我们众人的那个模型。
He became a model for all of us.
并且他成全了救恩。
And he has completed salvation.
当我们相信他的时候，
and when we believe in him,
我们感谢神。像今天早晨江弟兄告诉我们，
We thank God just as our brother Kong shared with us this morning.
他使我们得着了一个新的灵。
He has given us a new spirit.
并且呢，基督借着圣灵就住在我们的灵里面。
And Christ abides in us, dwells in us through the Holy Spirit.
他在我们的里面就是我们的生命。
And within us, he is our life.
他在我们的里面就是那活水的泉源。
Within us, he is the fountain of living water.
他在我们的里面就是那一个属天丰盛的一个蓄水的水池子。
Within us, he is just like that dam that is holding all the living water.
我们在地上要过一个十字架的生活，所有需要的都在他的里面。
All that we need to live our daily living is all in the Lord.
对于神的儿子，我们的主耶稣而言，
As to the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ,
十字架不过是他里面的那个生命性情的一个流露发表而已。
The cross is only a natural manifestation expression of what it is that he has within.
或者这样说，羔羊的性情呢，就是他的性情。
In other words, the nature of the Lamb is the nature of the Lord.
他不需要去学。
He does not need to learn it.
那是他内在的生命。
That is his internal life.
所有他外面的生活都是他内在生命的一个发表和流露。
All the external living is only an internal manifestation expression of what he is within.
但是对我们神的儿女而言，
But as for us, the children of God,
我们是得着了主做我们的生命。
Yes, we have gained the fact that the Lord is our life.
但是像今天早晨江弟兄告诉我们
的，我
们并不是立刻就成为属灵的。
It is not that we become spiritual overnight.
我们不是立刻就会过十架的生活了。
That we immediately learn how to live the life.
我们需要去学习。
We must learn.
而且我们要去学会它。
And we must learn well.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，我们每个神的儿女都是学基督的人。
Apostle Paul tells us we're all learning of Christ. We're imitators of Christ.
什么叫做学基督呢？
What does it mean to learn of Christ?
就是跟随他。
That is to follow Christ.
怎么样跟随他？
How do we follow him?
我们需要学习舍己。
We must learn to deny ourselves.
否认自己。
To give up ourselves.
告诉我们说我不认识这个人了。
Tells to say we do not know ourselves.
我自己呢，旧的天性要出来的时候，我们要说我不认识你。
When the old nature wants to come out, we must say I do not know you anymore.
然后我们背起自己的十字架。
And then we pick up our cross.
天天的来跟从他。
That we will daily follow him.
使徒保罗明白了这个意义。
The apostle Paul knows this meaning.
所以在他蒙恩得救开始。
So after he was saved by grace.
他就成为一个学基督的。
He became one who was a follower, imitator
of Christ. 到了腓立比书，他能够向我们说，他说我已经学会了。
In Philippians, he's able to tell us, I have learned well.
他在哪里学呢？
How did he learn?
他说对我而言，在我所处的每一个环境的里面，我去学习。
He says, I have learned well to be content. He have learned well in whatever state he is in.
在每一个的 circumstances,
in every circumstance,
他去学习。
He has learned.
这就是我们的生活。
And this is our life.
他在这样的情况里面，他走了相当长一段的日子。
It is under this condition that he walked a very long path.
他能够向弟兄姊妹做见证说，他说我已经学会了。
He is able to testify to brothers and sisters, I have learned well.
所以他劝勉弟兄姊妹说，你们要学我，像我学基督一样。
So he encourages brothers and sisters, you have to learn of me as I learn of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，一个在生活中学十架功课的人，
Brothers and sisters, as one who is learning the lesson of the cross in our daily living,
总有一天我们会吸引别人也来学耶稣、学基督的样子。
One day we will also attract others to learn of this from the model of Christ.
像刚才我们王师母做见证，
Just as Sister Wang shared,
弟兄就很受感动。
Now brother was moved.
因为我们年长的姊妹在生活中学基督。
Because our elderly sister is learning Christ in her daily living.
所以她服侍的这些年轻人，
So as she serves the young people, they are captivated.
不是吸引到他的跟前，
Not into her presence.
是好像借着他。
Yes, it is through her.
但是他们最终是来到基督神的羔羊那里。
But at the end, it is through Christ, the Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等尊贵，何等荣耀的职分。
Brothers and sisters, what a glorious and honorable ministry this is.
我们可能没有恩赐讲道。
Perhaps we do not have the gift to preach.
我们可能没有恩赐治理。
Perhaps we do not have the gift to administrate.
弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
但是我们每一个人都有一个职分。
Each one of us have a ministry.
就是我们能够引人来学基督。
That is, we have to captivate others to learn of Christ.
使徒保罗说，我已经学会了。
The Apostle Paul says, I have learned well.
所以他和弟兄姊妹说，我劝你们要学我，像我学基督一样。
So he says to brothers and sisters, imitate me as I also imitate Christ.
不是学那个以前不跟随基督的扫罗。
It is not to imitate Saul who did not follow Christ.
而是学那一个跟随基督的保罗。
But it is to follow Paul who follows Christ.
我要稍微和弟兄姊妹交通一点，生活各方各面我们可以学十架的功课。
I want to share a little bit with brothers and sisters in every circumstance, every aspect that we can learn the lesson of the cross.
我要借用今天早晨江弟兄用的哥林多前书。
I want to borrow the verse which Brother Kong used this morning in 1 Corinthians.
当我们认识了主以后，
After we come to know the Lord,
主在我们生活中教导我们来跟随他学十架的功课。
The Lord teaches us in our daily living to learn the lessons of the cross.
第一个功课，
The first lesson,
就我称它做 我们生活中心的问题。
I call it the lesson of the center of our life.
我们在不认识主以前
，Before we come to know the Lord，
我相信呢，我们每一个人可能有不同的表现啊，但是原则上都是一样的。
I believe all of us, perhaps it is manifested in a different way, but the principle is the same.
我们都是婴孩，都是属肉体的。
We are all babes, we are fleshly.
都是天然的人。
It is a natural man.
天然的人呢，就是以自己为中心的。
And a natural man is self-centered.
当我们开始在生活中学习十架功课的时候
，As we learn the daily lesson of the cross，
主要教导我们呢，让我们人生、生活、生命的中心呢，从自己和自己所喜欢的事变成基督自己。
The Lord teaches us from our daily living, our daily lives, to be self-centered, to learn gradually to be Christ-centered, the Lord Himself.
我看见在教会里面许多弟兄姊妹得救了以后，开始有这个改变。
I see this transformation in brothers and sisters in the church after they're saved.
以往什么事情呢，都要求要照着自己的意思。
Perhaps before they always wanted their way.
现在呢？他能够听别人的意见
，But now they're able to listen to the thoughts of others.
放下自己的感觉
，That they can put aside their feelings.
在家庭的生活里面
，In their family life.
在自己的工作的生活的里面
，In their work life.
他的中心呢，不再是自己
，Their center no longer are themselves.
也不再是自己所喜欢的事情
，Not only on the things that they love.
第二个点呢
，The second point.
我们也看见。当我们学习跟随主的时候
，We're able to see as we learn to follow the Lord.
在生活中学十字架的功课
，In our daily living, we learn the lessons of the cross.
主开始显明我们旧人里面许许多多那些罪的性质。
The Lord manifests to us many nature of our sin.
我们就脱开，就弃绝那些旧效。
Then we will get rid of and depart away from the old leaven.
我们可能。像有我遇见有一些年轻人
，I encounter some young people。
他们在没有信主以前呢，在学校学了很多不好的言语。
In the schools they have learned many foul language from their fellow students。
他们讲话里面呢，几句话里面就好多这个字。
And there are many foul language out of their lips, even in every sentence they say。
蒙恩得救以后呢，这些东西主在他们身上，让他们看见这是。很不合适的。
But after they're saved by grace, the Lord shows them that this is not appropriate.
甚至看见非常的污秽的。
Even to a point they see this is very filthy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在我们刚得救的时候，主做这个拯救的工作。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we're newly saved, the Lord is doing this deliverance.
我们得救越多的年日，蒙恩越多。
The days go by in our salvation, the longer we're saved.
主的光在我们身上照得越细越亮的时候。我们发现我们里面更多的污秽和败坏。
When the Lord sheds His light upon us, the more we see how filthy we are, how sinful we are.
这不仅仅是出蒙恩得救的时候，十字架在我们身上做这个工作。
This is not only the work of the cross upon us when we're newly saved.
一直要做到我们见主的面。
It will continue the work until we see the Lord's face.
像我们年长弟兄告诉我们的哈，这罪的权势呢，只要我们肉身还活在地上，它就在我们的里面。
As our elderly brother tells us, as long as we're living in the mortal body, then the dominion of sin is over us.
所以十字架呢，在生活中不断的拯救我们脱离这个。
Therefore, the work of the cross continues to deliver us from this.
那么第三个点
，The third point，
在我们生活中呢。我们不是一个人生活。
In our daily living, we do not live alone.
我们会有许多的人际关系。
We have many social relationships.
我们在社会上会有同事的关系。
In our society, we have a relationship with our coworkers.
同学的关系。
We have a relationship with our fellow students, our friends.
可能在事业上面有合伙人的关系。
Perhaps in our careers, we have partnerships.
弟兄姊妹们，在这些关系里面。我们学十字架的功课。
Brothers and sisters, in these relationships, we learn the lessons of the cross.
我们不争。
We are not of we do not fight, contend.
我们也情愿吃亏。
And we rather suffer loss.
弟兄姊妹，这是学十字架的功课。
Brothers and sisters, this is the lesson of the cross.
我在教会里面看见好多弟兄姊妹们，有的人呢，他们做弟兄的时候很好。
In the church, I see many brothers and sisters when they're brethren, they get along well.
所以他们就说我们一起来合伙做一个事业。
And so they say, let's get into a partnership and let's work together.
结果一做事业呢，就不能做弟兄了。
And once they get into this partnership, no longer can they be brethren.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就看见了，在教会里面好像能够做弟兄了。
Brothers and sisters, it seems like in church life we can be brethren.
那么在事业生活中我们就没有十字架。
But yet in our work life, it seems like there's no cross.
但是那些
认识主并且跟随主的人。
But those who know the Lord and follow the Lord.
他们就是在这样的环境的里面，他们能够和睦相处。
It is that they can dwell in unity in such condition.
所以保罗劝我们呢，我们做弟兄呢，我们要情愿吃亏呀。
So Paul encourages us that as brethren, we rather suffer loss.
我们在社会上面和别人呢，我们也情愿吃亏。
In society, when we get along with others, we rather suffer loss.
相信主知道。
And we know that the Lord knows.
相信主看见。
And we know the Lord sees.
当主报答赏赐的时候，远远超过我们所求所想。
And when the Lord repays and rewards, it is far exceeding what we ask or imagine.
第四个点呢。
The fourth point.
在我们的家里面学十字架的。
In our family life, we learn theLessons of the cross.
这是最多的，也是最深入的一个学习。
This is the most of the lessons of the cross and the deepest lessons of the cross.
我们结了婚的夫妻的生活是一个实价功课学习的地方。
For those who are married, the marriage itself is the laboratory for the work of the cross.
像我结婚以后啊
，After I got married,
好，我妻子想吃什么呢？他都放弃，都照着我喜欢的来吃。
Whatever my wife loves to eat, she gave up and.Have my taste.
我就发现他学很多十架功课。
I discovered that she's learning a lot of lessons.
偶尔我不在家呢，他就带孩子去吃西餐去了。
And sometimes when I'm at home, she would take the children out for American food.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们有很多机会可以学十字架功课。
Brothers and sisters, we have so many opportunities to learn the lessons of the cross.
我们做了父母，我们怎样和儿女相处
？After we become parents, how do we deal with our children?
当然，我们还没有做父母，还没有结婚以前，在家里面。我们做儿女，我们学习怎样跟父母相处。
Of course, even before we get married, before we have children, we learn as children in our family how to live.
我们看见我们的主耶稣在肉身中，他就是这样。
When we see our Lord in the living in His body, we see.
在他十二岁的时候，他的理性开了。
When we see that when he was 12, he was, his reason, his sense was open.
他到圣殿里面去。
He went into the temple.
他就全心被父和父家的事。
He was completely occupied by the father and the business of his father's house.
但是当他肉身的父母来找他的时候
，and when his earthly parents came to seek him,
他就顺服他们。
He submitted to them.
回到加利利去
，and returned to Galilee.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们看见我们的主的生活。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we see the life of our Lord,
就是一个十字架的生活。
It is the life of the cross.
我们可能还有兄弟姊妹。
Perhaps we have the relationship of siblings.
还有许多所谓 in-law 的关系。
Many relationships with in-laws.
弟兄姊妹们，这都是我们学十架功课的地方。
Brothers and sisters, these are all opportunities for us to learn the lessons of the cross.
我们第五个点。
The fifth point.
昨天晚上兰培德弟兄也告诉我们。
Last night, Brother Lance also shared with us.
我们今天我们的钱财，我们事业中所得着的一切。
All our wealth, whatever we gain in our careers.
弟兄姊妹，那个也是学十架功课。
Brothers and sisters, that's also a place for us to learn the cross.
我很喜欢兰弟兄昨天晚上告诉我们。
I really love what Brother Lance shared with us last night.
一个学十架功课的人，他从来不觉得那个东西是他的。
One who learns the lesson of the cross never sees that they own whatever they have.
他不过是个管家。
They are only a steward.
那是主的。
That is the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们看见许多爱神的弟兄、神的儿女们，他们有这个学习。
We see so many of children of God that love the Lord. They learn this lesson.
他们做神的好管家。
They are good stewards for God.
所以将来他们要真正得着他们的产业。
So truly, in the future, they will gain their inheritance.
今天我们以为地上这些是我的。
Perhaps we think we own what we have today.
将来那真实是我们的，主就没有办法偷。
Then what is truly ours in the future, the Lord cannot give to us.
我想我不再需要去举例子。
I don't think I need to go into examples.
我们有很多孩子们，他们父母亲就教他们。
Even we see children, many of the parents teach them in this way.
我们再讲一个点。
Another point.
就是我们在我们做人合理合法的权利上面，我们学十架的功课。
That is as human beings, when we live, what is reasonable, what's logical, we learn the lesson of the cross.
这个 legitimate right.
That is our legitimate right.
我们每一个人都有我本身的，主也给我，社会也给我那个合法合理的权利。
This is a legitimate right we have that is given to us as people, that is lawful, that is given to us in society.
但有的时候主说你能不能为我把这个放下
？But sometimes the Lord will ask us, "Are you willing for my sake to give up this right?"
可能外面环境一点都不觉得是为着主。
Now perhaps all the circumstances does not seem it is for the Lord.
是为着一个很难办的弟兄或者姊妹。
It might be for a sister or a brother that is difficult.
你愿不愿意呢？
But are you willing?
弟兄姊妹们，这些是学十字架的功课。
Brothers and sisters, these are opportunities to learn the lessons of the cross.
我们越多在这些点上留意。
The more we pay attention to these points.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就越快学会。
The sooner we will learn this lesson.
最后一个
and the last point,
就是哥林多前书十三章
that is 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们学正面爱的功课
This is the lesson of love.
那个就是主的自己
That is the Lord himself.
我想我们很多弟兄姊妹家里面都把这一篇写出来挂在墙上
I think many brothers and sisters would have this passage hung at our homes.
我们在忍耐的时候呢
When we have patience,
我们发现那个就是爱。
Now we discover that patience is love.
我认识一位弟兄。
I know this particular brother.
他在生活中被他的亲戚误会。
In his daily living, he was accused by his in-laws.
啊，他这个亲戚到处去跟别人讲他这个弟兄的坏话。
His relatives went to speak falsely and speak badly of this brother.
要是你我碰见这种事情呢，我们。一定很难受。
If you and I were to encounter such situations, we would suffer very much.
我们可能很想的，碰见人就要这个辩白一下，说明一下。
Perhaps when we encounter an individual, we want to justify ourselves a little bit.
但是我们的弟兄呢，是一位认识主、愿意学十架功课的。
But this dear brother is one who knows the Lord and learns the lesson of the cross.
他就常常到主面前为他这个亲戚祷告。
So often he would come into the presence of Lord praying for this specific relative.
主告诉他说你再去爱他再去看望他。
The Lord tells him, go and love this relative and visit this relative.
再去帮助他。
And help him.
他告诉我说有一天祷告到一个地步几天没有看到他心里就很想念他。
This brother shares with me that when he prayed to a certain point that he did not see this relatives of his for a few days, he is very mindful thinking of him.
后来他这个亲戚到处都跟人讲我这个亲戚是最好的基督徒。
Later on, then, this relative that was falsely accusing this brother went to share with everyone that this relative of mine is the best Christian.
弟兄姊妹们，生活中学十架功课，随时随地，天天都有。
Brothers and sisters, to learn the lessons of the cross is any moment, in every circumstance, daily that we can learn.
我们盼望呢，我们得着一个心态
May we have this attitude.
像蓝弟兄告诉我们的主你把一个死的机会给我我很高兴。
Just as Brother Lan shared with us, Lord grant me this opportunity to die so that I become very happy.
我们一点都不苦
Then we will not suffer.
不需要流泪。
We do not need to cry.
可能刚开头的时候有点咬紧牙根。
Perhaps at the beginning of this experience, we have to bite hard, crunch our teeth.
但是当我们这样学的时候
But when we learn this way,
我们发现我们的主在我们面前是那样的亲那样的近。
We can see how close, how intimate our Lord is.
那样的甘甜，那样的美丽。
And how sweet and how beautiful.
我想我简单的和弟兄姊妹交通一点。
Now I think I simply will share this with brothers and sisters.
我最后提几个在学十架功课中的态度。
Lastly, I want to mention some attitudes we have as we learn the lessons of the cross.
我们的主在地上呢，也碰过很多叫他为难的环境。
Now, our Lord himself, when he was on earth, had many circumstances that troubled him.
在希伯来书说他天天忍受罪人顶撞的主
Now, in Hebrews, it tells us that he was daily falsely accused by the sinners.
如果做老师的，你的学生天天跟你顶撞的，你就想我不要教你们了。
Now, as a teacher, if the students always railed against you, then you say, I don't want to be your teacher anymore.
做父母的儿女天天跟我们顶嘴呢，我就不要你这个不爱。
Now, if as parents and the children always speak back to us, then as parents we say, I won't love you anymore.
我们在教会服事呢，如果弟兄姊妹天天顶撞我们呢，我们就不看望你了。
And when brothers and sisters we serve in the church will always speak against us, then we say, we won't visit you anymore.
我们的主天天被罪人顶撞。
And this is how the sinners always rebelled against the Lord daily.
那些罪人不是别人，就是你和我。
Now those sinners are no others but you and I.
我们不过是蒙恩的罪人。
We are only sinners saved by grace.
但是主碰到这种环境，他怎样？
But when the Lord encountered such circumstances, what was his response?
在马太福音十一章里面，他说。
In Matthew 11, he says.
他说父啊。
He says, Father, yes.
你的美意本是如此。
This is your good will.
哎呀， 多少时候我们在生活里面晚上为着白天发生的事睡不着觉。
So many times in our daily living, we lose sleep over what has just happened in the day.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你做什么。
I don't know what you do, brothers and sisters.
有人起来呢，开电视，让电视看他。
Maybe sometimes we get up in the morning, the first thing we do is turn on the TV so the TV can watch us.
因为我们心情不好。
Because we are in a bad mood.
我们慢慢学会了，我们会起来祷告。
But if we learn, then gradually we learn that we get up and we learn to pray.
祷告到一个地步，我们跟主说：“父啊，是的。”
To a point that we say to the Father, Father, yes.
我在十多年前有大概好几年的时间，每天晚上我就睡不着觉。
There's many a times over a decade ago, I had so many sleepless nights.
我就到主的面前。起先是很多的埋怨。
Before I would come to the Lord's presence, and I had so much grumbling.
常常跟主说：“主啊，你看那些人。”
Now I say to the Lord, Lord, look at those individuals.
那些就是我生活中周围的人。
And those are individuals around my daily living.
这个这样祷告的问题一直不解决。
And when I pray in this way, it never solves the issue.
直到我开始为他们祷告。
Until when I started to pray for them.
还是不解决。
It still didn't take care of the problem.
直到最后，我跟主说：“父啊，是的。”
Until at the very end, I said to the Father, "Yes, Lord."
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他们是我亲爱的人。
They are my dearly beloved.
是量给我的。
This is what your measure is for me.
这就是保罗所说的，我所处的每一个环境。
This is when every circumstances Paul shares with us.
我们有这样的态度。
If we have this attitude,
弟兄姊妹们，我们自己不觉得。
Brothers and sisters, we may not know it.
但是基督在我们里面增加。
But Christ has increased in us.
我们自己不觉得。
Maybe we do not know it.
我们觉得我们这个人心胸很狭窄。
We feel that we're very narrow-minded.
实际上我们这个人被扩大。
But now our capacity has been enlarged.
我们自己不觉得。
Maybe we do not know it.
我们觉得我这个人呢，很爱面子。
Perhaps we love face.
实际上我这个人被破碎。
But in fact, we have been broken.
弟兄姊妹们，这个态度是基督的态度。
Brothers and sisters, this attitude is the attitude of Christ.
这个祷告是羔羊的祷告。
This prayer, such a prayer, is the prayer of the Lamb.
父啊，是的。
Father, yes, Father.
后来我听见一位年长弟兄，他也走过这一段。
Later, I also heard the sharing from an elder brother, and he also went through this experience.
他一交通给我的时候，我心里面真是快乐。
When he shared this, I heard the sharing, I was so joyful.
第二个。
The second point.
在环境中我们会受刺激。
It is in our circumstances, perhaps we may be incited.
我们需要有基督的心思和意念。
We must be like-minded as Christ and have His attitude.
腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节那一段。
It is what is shared with us, Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8.
保罗让我们看见羔羊里面他的意念是什么。
Paul shows us what is the nature, the thought of the Lamb within.
基督的心思意念，我们可以简单的讲，就是降卑的意念。
Very simply put, being like-minded as Christ, having His attitude, is one that is humble and lowering Himself.
这个降卑的意念就是十字架的意念。
And this humbling of yourself, lowering yourself, is the lesson of the cross.
当我们有这种意念的时候，那个刺激可以来，我这个人不受刺激了。
When we have such an attitude, yes, those things from without can come and incite us, but we will not be provoked.
那个刺激可以来，出来的不再是我了。
Yes, we may be provoked, but what comes out is no longer I.
保罗用他自己做了一个例子。
And Paul uses himself as an experience.
他在罗马的狱营里面坐监。
He was imprisoned in Rome.
那么那些自由的弟兄姊妹呢？有人传福音是为了好意。
And for the brethren without some way preach the gospel for their own benefit.
有人在那里传福音是为了增加保罗捆锁的苦楚。
And some for the sake of the gospel are actually putting Paul in chains.
他们就来告诉保罗，你知不知道那里传福音很有果效啊，比你还好啊。
And they come to tell Paul, Paul, do you know the fruit of the gospel is greater than you?
你看你不在那边就复兴了。
No, you're no longer there. Now it's even more prosperous.
他们是要刺激保罗。
And they want to provoke Paul.
你看保罗有没有被刺激呢？
Do you see, was Paul provoked?
他没有。
No.
他说这有何妨呢？
He says, what about this?
无论怎样，基督总被传开。
Whatsoever, Christ is magnified.
他说我就快乐了。
Then I'm joyful.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗学到了基督的意念。
Brothers and sisters, Paul have learned the attitude of Christ.
他不觉得自己是什么。
He did not see himself as anything.
他是一个微小的人。
Now, he is someone who is very little.
保罗的意思就是看自己为微小的 belittle self.
And Paul's attitude is he's belittling himself.
这就是他名字保罗的意思。
And that is the meaning of his name, Paul.
我们知道我们的主耶稣在地上 他就是微小的。
And we know that he is belittled before the Lord.
他就是平凡的。
He is common.
我们很多时候啊，人生活中的难处都是受刺激，我们用自己去反应。
Many a times it is our difficulty in our daily living. We're provoked and we use our own nature to respond.
我们越反应了，我们的 reaction 越多，我们的难处就越大。
The more our reaction is, then the more difficulty we have.
好，接下来我再提一个点。
And I also want to mention this point.
主在保罗身上加给他一根刺。
The Lord has given a thorn to Paul.
他也到主面前去祷告，求主把这根刺拔掉。
And Paul also came before the Lord in prayer to remove this thorn.
他三次的祷告。
He said he prayed twice, three times.
但是主怎么回答他呢？
What did the Lord's answer to him?
主说我的恩典够你用。
The Lord says my grace is sufficient for thee.
弟兄姊妹们，学十架功课是让我们经历主的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, to learn the lessons of the cross is for us to experience the Lord's grace.
这种的恩典只有学十架功课的人才认识。
Only those who learn the lesson of the cross can experience such grace.
好，我们知道很多弟兄姊妹生活中有恩典。
We know that there is much grace that we enjoy in our daily living.
是在我们顺利或者我们没有什么难处的时候，我们得到主的恩典。
Yeah, when days are smooth and there's nothing bad, we experience the Lord's grace.
但是也有一些弟兄姊妹，他们得着的恩典是那个特殊的神够用的恩典。
But there's a special grace from the Lord for other brothers and sisters that is the sufficient grace from the Lord.
多少时候我们去看望那些受苦的弟兄姊妹。
So many times when we visit brothers and sisters who are in hardship.
我们去的时候不知道怎么安慰他。
Many times we go, we don't know how to comfort them.
我们回来的时候我们感谢主，我得着安慰。
But we come back and we feel, thank the Lord, I'm the one who is comforted.
因为在那里有主够用的恩典。
Because there we see the sufficiency of God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，这是神要给我们每一个肯学十架功课。
Brothers and sisters, this grace is given to every individual who is willing to learn the lessons of the cross.
最后我们看见主在克西马尼园的那一个祷告。
Lastly, we see the prayer of the Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他说父啊。
He says, Father,
不要照我的意思。
It's not according to my will.
但愿你的旨意成就。
But may thy will be done.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是我们有这些的生活中的意念。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we have such attitudes in our daily living.
相信我们很短的时间，我们就能见证主在我们身上奇妙的恩典。
I believe in a very short time we're able to testify of the wonderful, amazing grace of the Lord upon us.
我们有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are filled with praises and thanksgiving to thee.
我们承认我们自己好像是未到产期而生的人。
We confess that we are infants who are born abnormally.
Premature. 亲爱的主，但是你却在我们身上有丰盛的怜悯和恩典。
Lord, may you have an abundant grace and mercy upon us.
你爱我们。
You love us.
所以你栽培我们。
So you nourish us.
你爱我们。
You love us.
所以你借着圣灵教导我们。
So you teach us through the Spirit.
你爱我们，所以你借着圣灵引导我们。
Therefore, you also lead us through the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们为着这一切，我们感谢你。
Lord, for all of this, we thank thee.
我们也向你祷告。
And we pray to thee.
愿你的爱吸引我们。
May your love captivate us.
到你自己的跟前来。
So that we would come into thy presence.
愿我们成为一般愿意跟随你的人。
So that we would be a group who is willing to follow after thee.
照着你的呼召。
According to thy calling,
我们愿意学习舍己。
That we want to learn to deny ourselves.
愿意学习背起自己的十字架。
That we will learn to pick up our cross.
天天的来跟从你。
And daily follow after thee.
我们把心中的感谢赞美献给你。
Lord, we offer the praises and thanksgiving from our hearts to you. We know,
我们的祷告你都纪念。
We know that you remember our prayers.
你也要成全。
And you will complete them.
我们愿你的旨意成就。
May thy will be done.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.